Aye, look, hey, that's when I spoke to you about the team kind of almost nailed down at that stage. We had one training session done, heck of that tense, with a few more sessions, games under our belt. So, aye, look, hey, we're as prepared as we can be and as best as we can be. And so, look, just looking forward to fighting out for the game against Munster and Ballyhale.
That's it. You'll have a good picture now of, I suppose, what kind of squad you're going to have at your disposal. An awful lot of quality in there. So I suppose the main thing and your main job over the past couple of weeks has been how to gel them together as a team. Have you had a good few training sessions and a couple of friendlies in there?
We've had a few. Probably could have a few more games, but look, with the weather and the availability of pitches and stuff, it was a bit of a hampering. But look, it is what it is. We've still got a game in, and we've had a fair few sessions and worked on a few things on and off the ball and stuff. And we were in Paddy's morning just clearing up a few set pieces and stuff like that there. So look, that's as prepared as we can be. So let's get at it on Friday night.
Taking a look at the squad, 9 teams represented from both the Donegal and Inishowen leagues. It's no surprise that the teams that are top of both leagues have the most amount of players in there. Letterkenny Rovers with 7 players and Cockhill Celtic with 4. That's a really good core group of players to be working with.
Yeah, definitely. Both clubs have, along with all the other clubs, have played in on plenty of big games the last number of years. Suppose Letterkenny and Cockhill have probably played in the most big games with their cup runs, and they've been in intermediate football the longest, probably from the teams there as well. So, look, a lot of big players in the changing room that have played a lot of big games. So we're hoping that'll stand us for the weekend.
You've got a couple from your own club, Buncrana Hearts, goalkeeper Seamus Naughton from Sea Rovers, and then players from the likes of Fannin United, Kildrum, Cadhu, Kilmacrenan, Donegal Town. So you've really got a nice enough mixture in there from players from everywhere.
Aye, we did that. Look, we give as many players as much of a chance as we possibly could. Look, and there was a number of players that didn't make the cut who were good players as well. But as I said, like, nobody's always going to agree with what you select, but we've just went away with we thought was the best and the most balanced across the team. So, loads of clubs involved. But look, all really good players. And as I said, there's some really good players that didn't make the cut as well. And then look, there's loads of players out there that didn't get a chance because of some of the rules that are in with us. So look, loads of good players. And it's good that there's 9 clubs involved within the squad for the weekend ahead.
So looking ahead to the fixtures, you already referenced there, your first game is against Munster under the lights in Ballyhale this coming Friday. It should be an entertaining game anyway, and hopefully you get a sizeable home crowd behind you to support you.
It'd be nice to get a big crowd out to Ballyhale, 7 o'clock kickoff under the lights on Friday night. It'd be nice for the lads. Like, at the end of the day, it's a football festival within the area between Inishowen and Donegal at the weekend, so it'd be nice to see the football people out there and support the Lions. Look, Munster's not going to be an easy game. There's some cracking players and they've still got an intermediate league running down there, so they're going to be expecting to come up here and win it by all accounts. But look, we'll be hoping to put a dent on that come Friday night.
And the fact that all these games are in Donegal over the weekend, as you say, a festival of football, something for the fan to look forward to, that's something you can, you know, try and twist to use to your advantage. The fact that, number one, you know all the pitches so well, and number two, that you should have a good sizeable home support behind you the whole way.
Aye, look, spoke to, I think it was somebody from the FA there during the week, and they were asking the same question. Like, you have to use the home advantage as much as you can, kind of off the pitch, as they say. Like, so we have our bearings on the grounds that we're going to, and the sizes of the pitches and the surfaces of the pitches, and so we're not going to be unknown where that has to be a small advantage within the group when you're hosting it. And look, the travel and stuff like that's minimised for ourselves because we're hosting, so that is one small advantage that we will have, and hopefully we can make massive use of it over the weekend.
On Saturday then you play Leinster in Buncrana. I suppose on a personal level, Gary, I'm sure it'll make you proud to lead Ulster out at the home of Buncrana Hearts.
Aye, lovely, definitely is now. And that was, people be thinking that was my choice, which it wasn't. those pitches become available within the league, and that was one of the pitches, so we were fixtured to play there, and Alia had got though, and obviously McGinn's out because of the change room facility. So look, it'll be a proud moment for me, but I'd only be proud if we won the game or remember it more then. But no, definitely will. It'll be a proud moment for me and the players that are representing Ulster from Buncrana as well. So it will be a special one, yeah, definitely will.
And then you finish off with the game on Sunday morning at Lakeview. I suppose the big aim here is to get to that fixture on Sunday, still in the mix to be able to pick the trophy up.
Oh, 100%, that's the aim. Look, you want to be going to Lakeview. Look, in my opinion, Lakeview's the best place in the country by a mile at the minute. We've played them there a couple of weeks ago in the cup, and it's like carpet there, so there's a lot of pitches are cut up within the county the last 5 to 6 weeks, but surface is unreal there, hey, so it'll be lovely to be down there on Sunday morning with looking for a result to get your hands on the trophy. That's the aim of the weekend, without a doubt.
And let's say you do win it, Gary, tell us, what would it mean for the team and yourself to win this competition?
Ah, massive. Look, I think Ulster I remember them won it once before, I'm not sure twice, and I've played in a couple of ones where, look, we haven't won it, but look, it'll be massive to win it, and as a coach, that'd really be one that you would cherish, and you would look up to in years to come, and I'm sure it'll be the same for the players. And look, lifting the cup means that you're going to represent your country at national level in a competition in a few months down the line. So look, it's the biggest trophy that you can win as a junior player, and it's the biggest competition that you can play in as a junior player. So look, everything's up for grabs. It's the elite challenge, as they say, for the junior players.